Check. Hey. Yo. Okay. Welcome to Studio Team Rocks. Live. Do I want $4? But we got the Mega Millions today. Just to win. Oh my god. Cross my finger. I'm gonna win. I got the tickets. I know that I'm gonna win. Then he's like, ah. I didn't get nothing. Setups. Disappointment setups. You set up your own disappointment. Oh. So no, I went by Lara, I don't care. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, it'll be like a week later before I check the number. Like, oh yeah, I played it last week. Does it matter? Yeah. I'm probably, I didn't win. I don't need to. I don't know what to do. All that money. There's a lot of people know what they're gonna do. But I'm like, you know. It was some huge jackpot, like, no, of course you share with the family. I'm like, I just... Just give me like two mil. The rest is yours. And you have to get a lawyer in, of course, because, you know, you don't know your siblings. You think you know your siblings, you don't. You think you know this, but you don't. You just tell them, like, hey, look, yeah. Get the lawyer in here, say, we'll settle, okay. No coming in for my share, okay. Because you lost all your share, like, can't borrow. Well, you didn't, no. Screwed up. Like, no way. Get out of here. And that's it. That's what I need. I don't need that much. I'll start a cafe. And I'll make money from there. Just be happy. I don't have to like think about that. Oh, I gotta get a big yacht. I gotta get a big house. I gotta get this, get that, and then this. You know, you get something, say, you buy a house. The whole property, including the house, costs $10 million. It's going to cost you $10 million to upkeep it. Same thing with cars. It's going to take that much. So, do you want to? I don't know. It's way too much. Plus, you got other people, your friends, so-called friends, show up, like, hey, hurt, give me some, like, no, oh, you're a jerk, I'm gonna tweet, I'm gonna TikTok, I'm gonna YouTube, I'm gonna do all the bad stuff you did, I'm gonna show it to the public. Those kind of people show up. Oh, well, what do you do then? Right? Oh, really? You know, I mean, I just tell them straight, hey, I'm going to take two. The rest, with some, the rest of the family. You want some? Go talk to them. I got nothing. I'm not even going to lend you a penny. Unless you work something. I tell you, take this and deliver it to someone. Or say, hey, go shopping. Here's my shopping list. Go shop for me. When you come back, I'll give you a little tip. Do something for it. You gotta work. Put some effort. It's not free stuff. Get out of here. Yeah, so it'll be like that. But, you know, don't count on you winning. Count on your wisdom. We should not do like right now the crypto that low. Why don't you buy some? How about gold and silver? Gold. What's the prices right now? Up. Significant amount. Compared to what it was last year at this time. So it's going up. Let me see. If I can see the chart, say 2 years. 2 year chart. It went up. It was originally, let me see, 10 years. So it's back where 2012 was. When you bought some like around 2016 to 2018, you actually gained like $600 per ounce. Silver? I don't know. Silver is weird. Silver just, it's up and down. Not much change. It did go up a little bit, but it just... Still, like if you got in early, like gold from 1973, 1981, it's climbing better than silver, of course. So what do you think the world's going to go through? What do you think? Big organizations, the elite, and all of them, and the little guys. What do you think they're going to? Where are they going to put their money? Gold. Get some gold. Still good at this point. Get some coins. Get some. I don't know if you can get some, let me see, who has gold coins? I used to get a phone. Silver, Alistock. It's Alistock. Oh my god, I have to go in the silver. Then what do you do? I don't know. Go in silver training places. How about platinum? Platinum, it's Alistock. Base metal. Copper. What copper you could just. I got some. A box. Some of the. It's the staple. I've got my hand so you can hear it. That's a, you know, this like big box, carver box, that the staple. It's copper ones. Even though they're nickel plate, but they're copper. For most portion of it, you can smelt these to the copper thing. So I keep these things. If I see the box, those boxes, I tinkle the coppers out, put them in my pocket, and be like, weird. Weird out. It's like, weird boot. Stuff. Like, it's junk. It's like, no, it's not junk. This is base metal, man. It's worth something. even the nickel, get all the copper out in the nickel. I don't know if split, but even that, there's nothing on gold. Where do you get gold? Where do you get gold? One of those buffalo coins, gold buffalo coin, you can get it. You can still get it from some places. So. Here and there, junk silver. You can still get junk silver somewhere, I think. Let me see. Silver maple leaves. Silver maple leaves. Oh, that's maple. Not the ones I'm thinking about. It's the gold maple leaves. It's the one that it's like a card. You get a little round things. So that's gold. $20. Just get a tube. The maple gram, that's it. 25 maple leaf gram. They look tiny little gold coins. But that's kind of cool though, to have. It costs significant, it does. But yeah, if you have the money, then this is something that's really good because you can take this out. It's covered in the, I guess, sealed. Say, like, hey, you can trade this, right? Just in case. We don't know where we're going with this. If you can't get anything, get base metals. Or you can't get base metals. I don't know, food. Or something. Tech. You can do tech. Like what they do there with the GPUs and stuff. You can do that too. It's supply and demand. We're at this point now. So it's kind of like, oh, you have to think that way. Can't be like, oh, I don't want to be a jerk. No. At some point, it's going to be about survival. It's like, how are you going to survive the next decade? Have to rethink. And you say, you keep buying lottery and say, oh, I'm gonna win and be okay. I'm like, no. You gotta prepare. Wait ahead. You gotta think ahead. Okay. Yeah, so gold, silver, platinum, copper, I don't know, nickel. But you can get like other things. I know a friend of mine bought alkaline. He was like, why are you buying alkaline? And then like a couple of years later, oh, the batteries. Like, that's right. Detroit man, batteries. I don't know if he actually bought alkaline or he invested in a company that holds it. Which is weird to me. Let me see. There's a whole bunch of ways you can buy it, but in stock, gold bars. Okay, there's some places that have it. They're in stock, but it's getting short. I noticed that the last couple of times I saw. It's like, ooh, it's getting, it's out of stock. I remember there's one place that actually sold cougar ants. I was like, really? Oh, no, they reprinted, reminted. Like, no way. Yeah, I'm looking at one website right now. It says, one ounce South African, African gold coconut, the blood money thing. Coconut. Great. Anyway, I can't believe they sell those though. All these years, they say, oh, they're contrabands. Now it's like, yeah, that's okay. They're not reminted though. This website looks like legit. Okay. Well, here's something. I'm looking at New York Post. Why do girls need to be nude to feel powerful? As feeling powerful, does it embrace your well-being? I need to show my boobs. I need to wear this thing so my boobs pops right in front of everybody. Face. All the paparazzi are pointing. I'm pointing their camera at my twin. Twins. Hey, I'm up here, not down there. Right. What do you have to get here? I guess they feel free. I don't know what it is. It's weird. Because the other side is like, we're not supposed to do it. No, you should be doing that. Kids are following you. And we get a rampant sexual harassment thing happening in the world. Maybe you shouldn't do that. But they do it. No, I'm looking at Britney Spears post new Instagram photo again. I mean, just not saying that she's not a beautiful woman, but like, hello, your kids on Instagram, they're watching you. What are they supposed to do? Well, the stuff on my account is only for adults only. You know, kids can just look at apps like, are you age of whatever? Like, yes. bypass the security. They know how to do it. And they're watching, they're like, oh, look at those twins. Oh, right, little kids. It's great. Even the nun, all the other stuff. I mean, I'm just... To me, I'm okay because I'm an adult. Messing things. Okay. Seeing all sorts of stuff. So to me, it's like, yeah, whatever. Big thing. Nah, whatever. Your head. It's like, yeah, it's okay. That's nice. That's nice. Pretty. Okay. But they all got that look like, and still like, I'd rather look at someone with a happy face, like, hey, you know, instead of taking a photo, the selfie thing, the selfie look, I'm gonna look like this, and twist their head, and they're not smiling, they got the lips out a little more than the usual. So it's like big loop. What is that? Why can people be humble? Just humble, humble, humble. Just hey, you know, chill. I gotta put a front. It's a front. I gotta put a front. Why? Because. They ask them why, like, they have no idea. So what they're doing. They don't, I know what they're doing. It's energy. believe it or not, this type of energy, you can take negative and positive energy and transform it, right? And you feel good. It's the drug. The bug drug. What a lot of people, including Cliff Hyatt, says, the bug. The bug drug. This is one of them. Well, it's not really a bug drug. It's built into a psyche. So you just go circles. Just keep going circles. Like vicious circles. Like, I need more. I need more. I need more. I need more. That's that drug effect. But you're not taking a drug. You're creating a drug for yourself. Like, Jessica Chastain. She was on some crazy movie. Everybody's trying to promote. That's what. Like, why is she? Why is she getting involved with this? This whole crazy, not crazy, but like the esoteric stuff. Down there, trying to promote a movie. And she got head injury. Okay. Do your own stunts. Yay. Bring your own beer. Yay. Like one of my old acquaintance said, you hurt yourself, pour some beer on it. I said, all right, yes, yes. Great guitar player, wow. Unbelievable. But just, I don't know. He got odds dealt, so. Oh, Jared behind Subway dude behind the bars. Yeah, whatever. Mother dies after diagnosed symptom dismissed as hormonal. No, you know what they die of. No. My clip says this is a war. Yeah, it is war. It's a biological war. It's a slow one, too. It's a psychological one, too. Also. So, hey. Do we win? Eventually, yes, we will win. You, me, the little guys, who win. Because there's more of us than there. Even though this, oh, they have all the money, but as soon as their money is not worth anything to our level, so you can't buy that with the what you have. Why? Because we don't want that. We want this thing, and we want a lot of those things. You don't have it. Get out. Leave. But look how much stack of this paper money thing, we're just gonna burn it. It's not worth the crap. And with the news are changing their voices too. Notice that a little bit. They're coming around, so it looks like it's going to our favor, but it's gonna take a long time because you know how deep it goes. To break it apart piece by piece, it's gonna take some time. Well, who knows? It might just boom. Hey, it's all done. That would be nice, but I don't think so. So you got 3 years to think about. What are you gonna do? I said, if you want something important, spread around. Spread it. Have a bigger spread than just one single thing that you have. Think of something. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could also be a mental thing, like a skill set, right? Like, so many podcasts I did said that it's the value of your skill set is probably worth more than gold by itself in the long run. So you think about that. And be like, you could go and show your talents. You pay for it. Is there nothing else? I don't know. The NFT things I've been staying away from. Because I really don't know what they're doing. I know what they're doing, some people are doing, but just it's overly run, and it's like amongst your friends. I'm buying, okay. And of course, you gotta promote the crap out of it. And it looks like it's been, the whole thing's been fixed. So I'm like backing off. I don't need that. I'll buy some, I'll get some, but I will not create anymore for a little while. The only way I can think of is create an NFT, have a QR code where you can pick up the actual item. That's the only one I can think of. Or maybe create a service for that. That'd be different. But other than that, it's overly run. And some of the great artists I'm seeing, doing cool stuff here and there, but then they get drowned out. Just like tweets, just like posting your feed, and just your feeds are here, then somebody else come doing the same thing, and boom, they take over because they're on top now. Looks like NFTs sort of going that way, and it's bombarded with too much stuff, like everything else. Like I don't need it. I'd have the physical stuff at this point. Today it's gonna be a slow day, slow day. Ooh, what did I have? What did I have for breakfast? I had a peanut butter with the apple jam on two slices of beauty bread. And yay. Today's morning. It's on one of those, like the other day, I was just like, somebody, no, when somebody asked a good question, but, today's like that day, too. Weird. Maybe it's because New Year's and Christmas is over, and just, you feel mundane. Like, God, life. The supermodel thing. Not supermodel, but I learned it from the supermodel. It's a joke. She was doing that, then we started doing it. She laughed off. She was laughing and I was laughing. No, being sarcastic. So I became sarcastic with it. So just, yeah. It's like, oh, like, what's wrong with this dress? Oh, what's done landing? I was like, what's wrong with you? It's like, look at your poles. It sucks. And the whole thing started. And everybody's laughing, except the higher ups. They showed them, like, why are you guys talking like that? It's like, it's all being sarcastic. They're like, oh. The older generation didn't understand back then. Now I'm the older generation, but I don't care. Kids gonna do this, do that. Okay, fine. I'm not gonna wear underwear. I'm gonna show my thighs all the way up to my boobs, side boobs. Like, yeah, okay. But you know, that's prong. Prong. What's prong? It's porn, but it's P-R-O-N. Prong. You're not really there, but you sort of, like, you can't be. So I call it prong. Not there yet. Almost. You're ready to flip the two letters. In the middle, he was there. He twisted, so it kind of, it's, I don't know, like M&M's, candy, hard shell. Yeah, that joke. That sarcastic joke, yeah. We don't need to get into that, no, of course not. I'm not going to get into it. Because if somebody's racist, yeah, we turn it back. Like, we are all racist in some way or form or another. Okay, so just give it up. Bye. Get out of here with your remarks and stuff. And leave. Why don't you go blow a tree and leave? What's that? Is that the old term? Like 50s? Or something like that. Oh boy. It's crazy. Look at them. I mean, there's some really cool art. I mean, I'll look at this NFT right now. Beautiful art. Artwork. Some of that just beautiful. I should collect a few really good artists. Like, go to their website and find out who they are, you know, who they do, what they do. Like, wow, this is neat. Like, and it was, hey, NFT does, right? The artwork. And then there's the other ones, just copycats of everybody else, and copycats didn't really go, didn't have the concept. Looks like the concept's been, like, you know how, like, TikTok have the, I don't have TikTok, but I see it, there's a template. Do this thing, then you do it, and then it's on the video. No, that's control. That's matrix control. The human matrix, psyche matrix control. An app tells you to do something, you did it, programmed. Oh, people, a lot of people think about that when they started with TikTok. I knew. I was told about ByteDance. I'm like, okay, early on, so there's some issue with ByteDance. So, okay. So, and there's some issue with TikTok, like, really? Well, there's some issue with Instagram and Facebook too, but they say TikTok's a little worse. Like, okay. been warned ahead of time. So I've never gotten in. But I noticed that a lot of videos just seem to say, do this thing, do this thing, and see what happens. And it's like templates, and it's repeat. Repetition is programming. Repetition. Being controlled now. When somebody say like a keyword and they make you do something, they keep repeating that. One day, they don't need to make you do the work. They just say the keyword and you automatically, boom. Ooh. Yeah. That stuff. Program. It's been around forever. Many, many years. You train slow. Just like you train like little puppies. Like the picture I have, little puppy. Train little puppy. Sit, lie down, roll over, give me five, and bark, or something, dance, jump up, and then, you know, the basics. Guess what? Trained. Programmed. Dog's programmed. Because if he didn't do that, just let the dog live. House. Without saying more, dog would just do their thing. And give a command until, wait, don't do anything until, no. They grow up later. Tell them to sit, they're like, wait. What's the word sit mean? And they were just, that's sick. So we trained. I mean, when we were kids, we trained already. But that's societal thing. You need to know, right? You need to know how to go to the bathroom. You need to know how to brush your teeth. You need to know how to take a shower. You need to know how to take care of yourself. When you need water, drink water. Where to get water. Water. Yeah, so the basic stuff, and I know this. Right? But then there are other things you go through life, like working, and you say, you gotta do this in order to have that, and you just got into the routine, like everybody else, and everybody's doing the same, and you didn't like it much because there was no pandemic, nothing. It was like, yeah, the world's still cool. You just hang out. You know, the past, it's like we didn't really care about politics and we don't know what's going on. Anyway, we don't care about that as much. So it became a programming, type of programming. It's like a preset. Before the pandemic, and I felt that a little bit, you know, just like, no, I need to get out in the industry, do something else, do freelance, do something else. It's like, yeah, can't be doing this forever. Need to think way ahead. Well, what's the steps? Like, we unplug from the except the matrix, right? The human element of this planet. The mundane thing everybody does. How do you unplug from that? And find another way around it. But then you look back at everybody else. And you see the patterns people do. Say, okay, they do this pattern. Maybe I should invest in this. So it's kind of like what the elite does, but you're not doing that, you're doing small amounts, because you can't get into the elite level if you're not in the family. So you're just basically, who's that? Yeah. See, Apollo Valley? No, forget it. You're not coming in. Bye. Done. Sick. I mean, it's sick. Really sick when you think about this whole thing. Just, God. It's kind of world. Why want that? Yeah. Of course not. I don't want that. You don't want that. We want something else. I want a coffee shop. With the huge parking lot just for the coffee shop. Now why? Because I have friends. I'm gonna have friends from all over the place. All my friends who drive, who drift, who likes to do donuts. I want them to do donuts by my cafe. It's like, have some coffee. Yeah, I'll get it. Two shots. Okay, go out and start burning rubber. I want that. This will be fun. Be like a JDM meet. It'll be like, what's it? DTM meet. It could be something else, meat, lowrider meat. Mm. Well, they have that coffee and drive or something, but this is just actually, you can just do it every day. Just hang out. Now, I'll go buy my own JDM. I'm not gonna do donuts, but I'm just gonna park it right there. You can look at it, and I can. Or somebody look at like trolling or something like that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't care. I don't care. It could be a small shop too, so I don't care. Whatever goes, whatever works, it happens at the time and I just go with the flow. And that's how I've been doing things. Like, I just go with the flow. It seems like that's the right spot. It's like surfing. And it's like, you know the wave, and then it's like, yeah, this is it. And it's going to be on that side, I think. Then you paddle towards that side, and then you get on and be like, yeah, there you go, smooth. That's what you should be following, if you can. If you cannot, I guess you have to go by the books. Then. Not easy. Huge blizzard happening right now in New Jersey and New York and Brooklyn, Long Island, and Boston, Lockjaw. Talking like Darsh, like, we're from Boston. Well, huge storm. It was like, I don't know how many feet. Sure, we could find out. Some family member would be calling. I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's it like over there now? We're buried under the snow. No, it's not that bad, but it's New York's 29 degrees, so it's snowing. Actually, I like New York when it snows. So anything else? Oh, I was looking for VST. I tried it with the OBS again with this mic. So we can get a good like signal, a good like latency. And I have to say that this setup compared to the USB mic, which at Throwmax I have, its response is faster, but the thing is OBS noise gate, it just, yeah. Noise reduction, it's like, I don't like it. This is weird. it does a weird thing. I don't like the software one. So I think eventually I'll get the... I don't think I need it. But eventually I'll get a actual unit. Like if I can get a half rack. Noise gate. Microphone noise gate. I'll get it. It'll probably be TC Helicon. If I can get one of those. I'm saying TC. Mic Mechanic. I don't know if that's it. Now this is the one they affect. Reverb. Corrections. Yeah, this is not the noise gate. There's one that they do make. Has a noise gate on it. Not the recording podcast. Not the podcast thing. It's something else. Essentially for a musician. For singers. Yeah, I can't find it right now. Voice processor. What's a voice processor? Yeah, I think there's one. Maybe it's not TC Helicon. Let me see. So you can't get one. There's one for like mixing voice, like big, just big mixing voice, but that's not it either. Rocktron Hush, that could be good. I heard that's big. I remember that being that one. It's really nice. You have the foot pedal one you can get. Currently unavailable. Oh no. I have one for guitar. I have one. I have a noise gate for guitars, but in order to use that, I can't use the Phantom Power. This mic, so I need a new rack mount thing. Expander enhancer, the Ether compressor, Mac preamp, DBX. DBX is good. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll find one eventually. I'd rather use the hardware than software. I don't know. I think it's personal because I also worked around studios, recording studios with friends and stuff, and know a few things here and there. It's like, I don't need it. I don't like the software stuff. Never liked it. Post production, yes, but not during live sessions. Like, just it's not the same. Electric guitar effect. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm gonna look for that later. Where are we? Wow, 50 minutes. So 50 minutes in. Yeah, so title. Did I win? You know the picture of the little puppy? Our little puppy house. Puppy's like, I don't care. Puppies, like, my life is set. I don't need to worry about that. I just need to worry about training and food and play around and belly rubs. Yeah, I don't need to worry about all that other stuff. the silent war. Don't worry about the COVID. Oh, don't have to worry about future. Don't have to worry about getting gold or not. Don't have to worry about competing and buying NFTs and the tokens or dumping and buying more or no, hold it or not. Don't have to worry about all that. A dog's life. It's dog's life. That is it. Just bypass. Trying to do that sometimes. But it's, of course you can't. But majority of stuff, it's bypass. Really. Comes in. I'm like, yeah, okay. Nice. That's it. Bye. I don't need anything. I need to get in deep. You know, you don't need to do that, really. You should be worrying about other things. Like, where are you going to be in 10 years? You should be worrying about that. Like, 10 years, where am I going to be? If I have a family, like, where's my family going to be in 10 years? Like, how can I prepare? How can I do something now when we will get there? It could be dead on, or it could be off by a little bit, but close enough. That's what you should be thinking about ahead of time. And instead of posting all these pictures there, it's like, oh, see, I told you so. Yeah, just right now it's no noise. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's TikToking. Everybody's Instagramming. Everybody's doing new. All these celebrity babes. It's like, I'm gonna nude and take my own selfie. I'm gonna get the endorphins. Oh, yay. I'm doing that. And I'm just, man. It's not worth it. Is it worth it? I don't know. I better have this chill. Hang out, hang back, make your own breakfast, make your own coffee, just chill. Why can people do that? Well, you can't, because when you chill, it just, you fall asleep. Like the picture, my little puppy, right? You need drama in your life, so. I think people should chill. Anyway, you just have a little drama. Okay, then you just get over it. So let's move on. Let the crazy ones duel each other with their postings and stuff. You don't need it. You just sit back and watch with the coffee, with the peanut butter. And jelly sandwiches on your hand, and just be like, yeah, well, yeah, this is the life, a dog's life. Can you be like that? I don't know, I'm sure. Maybe you can try it, yeah, again, but it's boring. Right, it is. You want some things. You want to do something. Come up with something. Do something else. Because it gets boring. Why? Because our brains are like to tinker things. And some people bored, they tinker with other people. And some people are just tinker with things, right? So, it's going to happen. It's been happening. Is this something new? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe people forgot that happened in the past. Well, it's a little different in the past. But in any case, the past is just relax and hang out. chill out, really. What are you gonna do? Can't do nothing. But you can think about future. That's it. Okay. Looking at things here and there. People have been talking about this thing, the robot, the nanorobot. Now, xenobots, they can reproduce itself. Why do they have that? I mean, the thing is tiny, so it's DNA size. It's about that size. If they have this now, are they out in the world? What do you think the mRNA is? It's not self-replicating, but is it not? Do we know? I didn't get a definitive answer because people who created said yes. The other creators, they know that guy's lying. So what is it? No definitive proof. Just like what a lot of people say, yo, you gotta check out this those are aliens, and it's like, do we know they're aliens or they're us? And just, you know, different, they're living in a different dimension than we are. How do we know? Is it us with them? Is it all the same? Not? Or? If there's no proof, I can't say anything. It's like, what type in that, did I win? Well, if there's no proof that I win, how do I know I win? Right, I need proof. So the only proof is, say, the drawing, the lottery drawing is today, tonight. The only time I know is when the drawing is over and you see the number. You compare it to yours. Proof. It's like proof that I win something or I did not win at all. Right? Proofs. Need proofs. It's like, how do I know? If somebody tells me something, like, how do I know? I never seen it. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna show it to me. Show it to me, I'll be okay. Show me an image, and I deemed it's not Photoshop. Then I'll be like, okay. So how can you tell? So hey, you know what? I'm a Photoshop expert. According to a certificate, I'm an expert. So I'm a Photoshop expert. Been retouching for years, many, many years. I understand it. Can see that. Anomalies. Even small pictures, even crunched, I can see it. It's a little weirdness. But certain people that just did a quick job. It's like, no, this looks awful. Yeah. Need proof. MRA, that's proof. Because we got a doctor who made it and said something. But some of the stuff he says is, I have to think about it a little bit before I completely go for it 100%, because, you know, the people who surrounding this also have their own thing for it, purpose. Whether they meant it to have it, the purpose, we don't know. So, in any case, all this stuff, mind-boggling stuff, all that, he can do it, but at some point in time, during the day, like, even just, you're doing that all week, you need that one day off. You need to be like the puppy, my little puppy. The picture, you just like I don't care. I'm gonna think like a puppy. Just think of nothing. Or dream about. Somebody's gonna have a dropping. I'm gonna eat. Yay. No. You need that dog's life. At least sometimes during the day, or at least once a week, just not thinking about it, not really caring as much. Just let your mind rest a little bit. You don't need to post your new body. You don't need to do all that stuff. Just take the time off. Just chill out. So anyway, this is it for this week, the last day of the week till next week. Yeah, have a great day. If you're living in North America and you have especially United States and want a chance to win, go buy a ticket for Mega Millions if you can, if you have in your state. But other than that, take that dollar and just put something else in it. Get something else with it. Like the extra things. Like, I'm going to get a burger. Well, dollar more, you can have to do that. Have that doggy moment. Like, yeah. It's like, forget about winning. Forget about extra money. Forget about that. Forget about the dollar dream. I want now, just that. Now. Okay, so have a great, excellent Friday. Stay warm, because it's cold where we are, too. Have a great weekend. Chill out. I don't know. Have an expanded point of view of the world, if you can, and do a lot of meditation. Do the Wim Hof breathing. Don't overdo it. Just start slow, and you feel better. Believe it or not, you do. And that's it for the week. Have a wonderful day. I'm being sarcastic now. Have a wonderful day. Oh, that's still sarcastic. Let me try it again. Have a wonderful day. See, that's sarcastic too. I can't get away from it. It's in me. Have a wonderful day. And I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.